Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to AI Hub. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
Your co-pilots as we navigate this crazy world of AI.
Always an adventure, right?
Always an adventure, yeah. Today we're going deep on something really cool.
Okay.
Microsoft's vision for how the U.S. can win the AI game and, you know, unlock some major economic benefits.
They like winning.
Yeah, winning's good.
Oh, tell me more.
They're calling it a golden opportunity.
Golden opportunity. I like the sound of that already.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely piqued my interest. So let's
dive in.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay, so their vision, it all starts with recognizing the massive potential of AI to supercharge productivity. I mean, we're talking every sector of the economy.
It's like those huge leaps forward we've seen in history. Mm. You know, like the steam engine.
Oh, yeah.
Electricity computers.
Yeah, those were game changers.
Total game changers. Mm. Each one revolutionized how we do things, how we live.
And Microsoft sees AI as like the engine driving the fourth industrial revolution.
That's a bold statement.
It is.
But it's not just about the tech itself, right? We have to make sure every American can access it and actually benefit.
Right, because if we don't, we risk widening the gap between those who have access and those who don't, and that's
a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. It's like building this incredible high-speed train, but only laying down tracks for a select few.
Makes no sense.
Nope. So Microsoft is really pushing for inclusive access to AI tech, but they also say it's super important to make sure American workers have the skills they need to thrive in this new AI-powered world.
Right, and that brings us to what they're calling AI skilling.
AI skilling.
It's a term we're hearing more and more these days.
Yeah, for sure.
And what's so interesting is that it's similar to what happened during past revolutions. Think about the shift from blacksmithing to factory work during the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
It's like we're seeing that need to adapt again, but on a much bigger scale now.
Totally. The question is, how do we get everyone on board for this ride?
Well, it seems like Microsoft is putting their money where their mouth is. They're committing to investing, what is it, $80
billion? $80
billion? In AI infrastructure by 2025.
Yeah. A huge chunk of that is going to building data centers, which are basically the backbone of AI.
And they're also putting a lot of that money into skilling programs and partnerships to, you know, try to bridge that skills gap.
Right, trying to make sure everyone has the opportunity to participate.
$80 billion.
That's not pocket change.
That is not pocket change.
Yeah.
That's serious commitment. So how are they actually planning to use that investment to make AI accessible and useful for everyone? What about things like healthcare manufacturing, or even just everyday life?
Well, they've got a bunch of initiatives in the works. One of the most interesting ones involves partnering with schools and nonprofits to create these AI training programs for all skill levels.
Interesting.
So you could have upskilling programs for people already working boot camps, for those who want to move into AI fields, even AI literacy courses for high school students.
Wow, so starting them young.
Yeah, the idea is to empower people from all walks of life to understand and use AI in their work and in their everyday lives.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You know, creating this pipeline of talent, making sure everybody has a chance to be part of this new economy. But let's be real for a second. $80 billion is a massive investment.
It is.
Are there any concerns about, you know, potential downsides or unintended consequences?
Of course, with any investment this big, there are risks. One concern is that focusing so much on AI might overshadow other important areas of technology.
I see.
There's also the possibility that those big economic benefits everyone's expecting won't happen as quickly or be as widespread as projected.
Yeah, and even with all these skilling programs, there's still a chance that some jobs will be displaced as AI starts taking over certain tasks.
Exactly. Navigating these challenges is going to be crucial.
Absolutely. It's like walking a tightrope.
Yeah.
You know, fostering innovation and economic growth while making sure the benefits are shared by everyone and that nobody gets left behind.
It's a balancing act for sure.
Now, Microsoft also talks about the need to cultivate homegrown AI experts.
Well,
why is that so important?
Well, it's all about staying competitive. When it comes to AI, it's a global race, and the U.S. needs to be leading the pack, not just using AI, but developing it innovating, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Right.
So having a strong pool of AI talent here in the US is crucial for driving innovation and making sure America stays at the forefront of this field.
So it's a three-pronged approach. Build the tech skill, up the workforce, and make sure we have the best minds leading the charge. It sounds like a solid plan, but where does the competition fit into all of this? I mean, we've all heard about China's aggressive push into AI. How does that factor into Microsoft's vision for American AI leadership?
That's a really important point. China's investing heavily in AI. They've made it a national priority, and they've made significant progress in areas like facial recognition and natural language processing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So this competition is a big reason why Microsoft is stressing the need for the US to respond strategically. You know, focusing on fostering innovation, building strong international relationships to promote responsible AI use. And this is key, making sure the government prioritizes strengthening America's position in AI through targeted federal investment and support for basic research.
So it's not just about the private sector stepping up. The government has a big role to play, too.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the government, Microsoft seems to be advocating for the incoming administration to pick up where the Trump administration left off with their 2019 executive order on AI skilling. Why do they see that as so important?
Well, it comes down to the belief that you need sustained and coordinated efforts to really succeed in AI. Building on existing initiatives shows a commitment to long-term investment in this field, which is crucial for attracting talent, fostering innovation, and ultimately securing America's place in the global AI landscape.
So it's about building momentum, keeping the ball rolling. Okay, so we've talked about Microsoft's vision, touched on the challenges and opportunities, but what is Microsoft actually doing to promote AI? We know about the $80 billion investment, but how are they turning that into action?
Well, besides those data centers and training programs we talked about, they're also developing a whole range of AI-powered tools and services aimed at making AI more accessible to businesses and individuals.
Like what kind of tools and services?
Think AI-powered platforms for developers, AI-infused productivity tools, even AI solutions for specific industries like healthcare and manufacturing.
So they're really trying to integrate AI into every corner of the economy.
Exactly. They want to make AI a normal part of how we do things in America.
It sounds like they're really putting their money where their mouth is, walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
They are.
So I'm curious, how do they see this golden opportunity playing out on the global scale?
They believe that the U.S. has everything it needs to succeed: a strong AI foundation, a great education system, a dynamic business sector, and the potential for international collaboration.
So they're optimistic.
They are. But it's not just about winning some competition. It's about shaping the future of AI in a way that benefits everyone.
That's a powerful statement. So even with all the challenges and competition, there's reason to be hopeful.
Absolutely. It's a pivotal moment, no doubt. But with the right investments, policies, and partnerships, the U.S. has the potential to lead the way in this new era of AI.
Well, that's fantastic. But I think it's time for us to take a quick breather. We'll be right back to explore the potential impact of AI on the economy and discuss what this all means for you.
It really is a fascinating time to be thinking about all of this,
yeah.
You know, especially as AI starts to impact every corner of the economy. I mean, how do you see AI actually changing things, you know, on a practical level?
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? How will AI boost productivity, create jobs, and maybe even help reduce economic inequality?
Right.
I know a lot of people are worried that AI is going to replace jobs, not create them.
It's a valid concern, and we need to be upfront about the fact that AI will definitely change the nature of work. But if we look back at history, we see that technological advances often lead to new types of jobs, emerging jobs we can't even imagine right now.
Yeah.
Like, think about what happened with the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And smartphones. It's likely to happen with AI, too.
Right.
The key is to equip people with the skills to adapt and thrive in this new world. Remember those skilling programs Microsoft is investing in?
Yeah.
That's a big part of the solution. It's about empowering people, not replacing them.
I like that perspective.
Yeah.
It's not humans versus machines, but humans and AI working together to create something even better.
Exactly. And this is where things get really exciting. Think about sectors like healthcare, where AI can analyze huge amounts of data to help doctors diagnose diseases earlier and develop more personalized treatments.
Wow.
Or manufacturing, where AI-powered robots can work side-by-side with humans to increase efficiency and safety.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. And even in our daily lives, AI is already changing how we shop, interact with our devices, and consume information.
So So it's not just about some distant future. AI is having a real impact on our lives right now.
Exactly. And as AI technology keeps advancing, we can expect those impacts to become even bigger. That's why it's so important to have these conversations now, you know, to understand the potential benefits and challenges and to figure out how to shape a future where AI is a force for good.
Well said. And speaking of shaping the future, let's bring it back to the listener. We've covered a lot today, from Microsoft's vision for American AI leadership to the global competition and the potential impact on the economy. So what does all of this mean for you, the listener?
That's the question, isn't it? If AI is going to transform every aspect of our lives as it seems it will, we all have a responsibility to shape its development and impact.
This whole conversation has really got me thinking. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the scale and complexity of AI, but we can't let that stop us. Whether it's learning more about how AI works, advocating for responsible AI development, or just having these kinds of conversations with friends and family, we can all contribute to shaping a future where AI benefits everyone.
Absolutely. It's about being informed, engaged, and empowered to make a difference. This isn't just about technology, it's about our collective future.
Well put. And if you're feeling inspired to learn more and stay ahead of the curve in this exciting world of AI, be sure to subscribe to AI Hub. We'll keep you updated on all things AI, breaking down those complex topics and exploring how this revolutionary technology is changing our lives.
It's a wild ride for sure.
It is a wild ride.
And we're all in this together.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
We believe knowledge is power. The more we understand about AI, the better prepared we'll be to face the challenges and seize the incredible opportunities ahead.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So until next time, keep those AI wheels turning and join us as we keep exploring this amazing world of artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.